When was the last time you connected with your long-distance best friend, your mentor, your college roommate? With Minted, turning your iPhone photo into a Christmas or holiday card has never looked better. Simply choose a card design from an independent artist, customize the color, shape, and greeting, and Minted will address your envelopes for free. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your holiday card order.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, bus drivers working for Busairn and Cork have been told not to stop at a popular shopping centre. Why? Because the buses keep getting pelted with stones. Henry McKean, who else, has visited Cork. He's met some of these bus drivers and passengers who use the route and asked how safe they feel and whether a dedicated transport police might make them feel safer.
It's getting more common up the north side, I reckon, Fionnuala's, they damage the buses. I don't know about policing buses, that could cause an awful lot of trouble, could make it much worse than what it is.
What sort of things do you come across?
It's just antisocial behaviour, but I mean, it's the same. North side is probably labelled in the wrong place, it's everywhere, like, especially in the city in the evenings. Like, if you walk through here in the evenings, I wouldn't be doing it alone, like, you know?
So you wouldn't walk through Cork City in the evenings on your own?
No, not anymore.
Being a lady?
Not anymore, anyway. I used to have no fear when I was younger, but now I'd be afraid of my life.
What are the issues? Why do you?
There's just people drunk on drugs. I mean, anything is liable. Anything, do you know what I mean? So you'd want to be very careful.
It's becoming more prevalent anyway, a lot more antisocial behaviour over the weekend. We've had a lot of buses taking off service because of antisocial behaviour, rock throwing. Younger people, definitely. It's obviously it's not an older generation are doing it because they depend on our buses, you know.
And Mahon Point is a major area, major shopping centre, and having no evening buses on a dark Cork rainy evening, that's hard on the elderly.
Yeah, that happened on at this weekend. Now last Sunday, I think buses were withdrawn around 1950 from Mahon Point. Unfortunately, it's unsafe, and drivers won't drive in there. So.
These buses are worth €300,000 or €400,000. They're not cheap, more expensive than a Lamborghini. We forget that. Mm-hmm. Do you feel safe working in the bus industry?
I feel safe myself because I'm a long time at it. But we're a bit annoyed, I suppose, in that there's a policing presence now on Dublin services,
well, there
which
is
we're
security.
Not getting.
And is it about that? Do we need a dedicated transport police like they have at the London Underground, like they have in London?
The NBRU for many, many years have been asking for a dedicated transport police. It seems to be falling on deaf ears, but public transport is being pushed all the time. More, they want more people to travel on it, but if they feel unsafe, they won't travel on it.
Being a bus driver, do you feel safe?
I do at present, but I'm always on alert.
You've got to be on alert.
Absolutely, at all times.
Do we need a transport police?
Absolutely, 100% needed, yeah. I work in the transport industry myself, and the increased tenfold the amount of assaults on public transport workers across the board.
So you work in the bus industry. Who's responsible for the antisocial behaviour?
It's all types. It's youths, there's gangs of youths marauding.
Marauding youths. And what about my age group, 40s? Do they misbehave? The grannies, ever?
I wouldn't say the grannies, no.
They're picking the wrong way to protest. There's other ways, and that they wouldn't be inconveniencing a lot of people. There's other ways they could do it.
Your experience on Busairn here in Cork is pretty good?
My experience has been excellent so far, yes.
So you usually wait for the green bus. There is usually people that wouldn't be kind of sober, let's just say, that would kind of start arguments with the bus drivers. Sometimes have drink with them that they shouldn't.
So there's sometimes people that had too much to drink, and 2 hours to Waterford, so quite far.
Yeah.
And there's people on that bus all the way back that have had too much to drink.
Yeah. Usually just like arguing, and kind of like sometimes I've seen them like throwing stuff around.
Who are they arguing with?
Oh, with each other or like with the bus driver. There's been times where like the bus driver had to kick them off or just wouldn't let them on at the bus at all.
I think to provide a great transport, I wouldn't go up on the top story.
You wouldn't go upstairs? You wouldn't
no.
go on the top of the double-decker?
No.
How come?
I'd be afraid you're trapped up there, an altercation happens between two people.
But there's CCTV, I'm sure they'll catch you on
that.
I know,
but still, I think the bus drivers have an awful job. They're multitasking, they're I think they get terrible abuse.
What sort of abuse?
I think sometimes they're very, people can be racist towards them because we don't have many Irish bus drivers now. They're nearly all foreign.
So they would suffer and they're very polite. Abuse and they're always polite.
I do. I find them very polite.
It is getting worse, like, and you'd feel sorry for the bus drivers as well. Because I did see a fella there one day just recently, and he was banging on the door where the bus driver, had to put the thing up. The door up because he was half afraid.
Why was he banging the door?
Because he had drink taken, and he'd no bus pass or anything.
So he couldn't pay his fare.
Yeah, exactly. And he was giving out mad to the bus driver, even at that.
Giving out mad?
Yeah.
In what way?
He was just desperate. He was hammering at him and everything,
Cursing or?
Cross-like.
Cross.
He was language as well.
Do we need a dedicated transport police?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a very dangerous time to be on a bus or even on a train. Where I come from now, it's okay, little island. But in the city, it wouldn't be that great. I would be a bit nervous, all right?
So you'd be nervous
in the
city?
And the buses would be very full. And you don't know who you're sitting alongside of. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I definitely think we need transport police because if something happens, quite often it could take 40 minutes before we get any reaction. So, I mean, the incident is over by the time anyone arrives.
So by the time the guards get there, it could be 30 or 40 minutes.
Yeah, and the people that caused the problems are probably gone then and you're stuck in the bus.
And you being a bus driver, how do you find it?
Well, the bus driver's okay, but I find a lot of people now just seem to, they don't care what they do now because they don't see any consequences, because they know that they can do something and get away with it. And
so no consequences?
No consequences, yeah.
There'd be a few scumbags on it from time to time, but there's no, I've had no issues over there.
What do you mean by scumbags?
Just fellas that don't abide by the law.
At night, you would need someone that'd be travelling on the bus at night.
Like security or transport police or something?
Yeah.
I hear buses. I took it yesterday.
And how was it?
Bad.
What happened?
Because they've no toys in the buses.
No toilets?
Yeah, no. You're going a long journey, you can't have a piss or anything like that.
Drivers are stressed out. They're short drivers. And, of course, what happens, when there's no one cover that driver and they're out there matting, what they need by right, they have it up in Dublin at the moment. It's only started last week. They have security on the bus. They should do the same down here. It'll take the drivers and it'll take everyone else. They should have security on buses all the time anyway.
So you say security on the bus would protect the driver?
It should.
And passengers?
And passengers. Like you see, it's not fair on the passengers. The drivers, they start early in the mornings. And then when you finish about 8 o'clock that night or whichever trips they're doing. It's a long day for some of the drivers. And there's, most of them are overworked. And they're tired as well. And they want to try to get home and spend time with their family and whatever. Buses are getting damaged by youngsters throwing stones or whatever at the buses. The government want to wake up properly and take a look at the transport system we have in this country. People coming home from pubs and drunk at night, whatever, is causing a lot of hassle. And then you wonder why most of the drivers don't want to work anymore. And I won't blame them in a way. It's too much.
Too much. Henry McKean, thank you very much. Bus Éireann sent us a statement. Bus Éireann prioritises the safety of its passengers and staff, thoroughly investigating any incidents reported. Services were slightly curtailed in the Mahon Point shopping centre area on the evening of 13th of October because of incidents of stone throwing. Protocols are being re-evaluated. Drivers trained to handle disturbances and equipped with 24-hour control links.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.